You mortals live in blind faith, ignorant of the creators that formed your crumbling world. You follow scriptures of faceless authors, those which you believe without basis. To consider your geniuses wise is but an insult to those safeguarding your meagre existence. I say this only to enlighten your sad and frail mortal souls. I am Justice, a beast created by the mind of a battered and faithless child, a concept of broken fragments. To say I am everywhere is an understatement. If creatures like myself were spawned by a mere idea, who is to say whether the mortals are worth the time it takes to think of them, or if they simply consume energy they do not deserve? If the latter is the case, I wish nothing more than to rescind the existence of your kind. Our worlds are interconnected, two different sides of the mirror, each part of the same flawed notion. The world intertwined with your own is under your nose, yet you heed it no mind. A war rages around you, but you simply scamper into the line of sight, blind to the struggle of your protective warriors. I am but one of many, not a warrior, but a judge. I exist only to serve a greater purpose, though I shall not attempt to justify my beliefs. Whether or not you deem my actions righteous is not my concern. But watch and listen carefully. The new world is coming, and you are unwelcomed. The computer room in ARX headquarters sat unoccupied. Each white monitor glowed in the darkness. Most of the members were off preparing for the newest mission, but their leader observed their stations from the doorway. The low hum of the sleeping computers filled his ears as he watched the specks of dust floating towards one of the tall black rolling chairs. When he'd first founded the group, he'd sat in that very chair with the poise of a confident leader. Those days were long gone. All that remained were the aches and pains of their journeys. He crossed the floor and sat on the chair a final time, checking the nameplates beside each station. Jackal, Reyna, Phoenix, Vulpe, and lastly, his own, Akira. He had sought to expand the team, but time, a double-edged sword, both a blessing and his curse, had defied his wishes. Not many knew or cared about his story, but those few who did kept him going. One of those people entered the room, adjusting his cat mask as he passed through the doorway. Although Akira had already seen him, the Reaper reached out a hand.
"Are you all right?"
"Yes, I'm fine."
"Is everyone ready?"
The Reaper nodded, concern filling his cobalt blue eyes as they strolled through the long white hallway to the portal room. Looking back, Akira recalled the chaos of their home. In this epic game, its inhabitants served as his wild cards, but everything else was spick and span, just the way he liked it. Still, he hesitated as they approached the portal, his thoughts filled with concern for the future. The Reaper in the cat mask touched Akira's hand and nudged the silver band resting on his ring finger. By touching it, the Reaper reminded Akira of their pact.
"Why don't you leave this to the team? Mortals have a saying, a captain must go down with his ship, but I say better the captain than the ship. I must see every mission through to its end. At least, for as long as I'm able."